Remember Andy Rooney? Well, he wrote a book a number of years ago titled A Few Minutes with Andy Rooney. He was a funny and creative guy, wasn't he? And this one is on soap, S-O-A-P-S, ordinary soap. We use a lot of liquid soap these days, but some people still use those bars, including myself. So Andy Rooney says he went out and purchased as many bars and cakes of soap as he could to find the local stores. Americans at the time, I suppose it's about the 70s, Americans buy 2 billion bars of soap a year, 8 to 10 cakes of soap for each one of us. I've been on a couple countries, he says, where I'll doubt that the whole population uses 8 to 10 cakes of soap a year. Nasty American thing to say, isn't it? Yes, Andy Rooney, it's nasty. The most expensive soap I found was Brumley. It's a soap in a little sponge pillow. It was $7.50. I can't wait until I submit an expense account. And the people at CBS see me. One cake of soap for $7.50? Chanel No. 5 hand soap, it says. Wouldn't want to get any of that on your face, would you? It's a hand soap, after all. So Andy Rooney goes to say, I don't like perfume soap. Like people, it shouldn't smell like anything. If soap smells too much, I figure they're hiding something. A lot of the expensive soaps sound something like something to eat. Milk's honey contains milk proteins and pure honey. You wouldn't want to wash with impure honey, would you? Oatmeal, Victorian herb soap, soap or soup. Soap makes made of lettuce juice, it says. Lettuce juice is calmative to rough skin. This one combines the natural smoothness of avocado with the goodness of honey. Cucumber and glycerin. I guess of all the things I'd least want to wash up with, it would be cucumber. Here's one that looks like a lemon. Cocoa butter, Pears. Now, I know Pears, says Andy Rooney. It's transparent. In the case you want to see through your soap, I suppose if you're washing someone's back, you can look right through the soap. I don't have, says Andy Rooney, much complaint with American soaps, any one of them. Oh, I have a few complaints. For one thing, most of its lifetime, a cake of soap is too small. I bought one the other day that's more like a cookie than a cake of soap. It's not only too small, it's sharp around the edges. No one wants sharp soap, do they? The fact is, a cake of soap is only at best for 2 or 3 days, while you can still feel the lettuce on them. I'd like to be rich enough to throw away soap when the letters wear off them. A lot of these are difficult colors, too. They're green and brown. Soap should be white, says Andy Rooney. Dishes, underwear, and soap should all be white. When a person takes a shower and looks down, he doesn't want to see a lot of colors running off him. And one last comment, says Andy Rooney. Are the soap manufacturers paying off the people who build soap dishes into showers? If they aren't, how come the soap holders are always placed to take a direct hit from the shower water? Then for the rest of the day, the soap just sits there dissolving in a puddle of water. And how about slippery, too, you soap makers? You make it slippery on purpose, don't you? So we'll drop it in the water, don't you? Andy Rooney on soap. That's our pick-me-upper for today. Thanks for sharing.